turn now to Iraq.
One of the things that took place in this country that is, I think, contributing to the circumstance we're in today, the security circumstance we're in today, is that the war really was never finished.
Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld at a press conference earlier today, his last day in the field on a visit to Iraq. He's been on what's been described as a fact-finding and morale-boosting mission there. NPR's Emily Harris joins us from Baghdad. Emily, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Scott.
And did the secretary air any new ideas about his security concerns?
Well, he brought up one thing that's relatively new. There's a lot of talk right now, obviously, about bringing more troops into Iraq and whether that would be the answer to these increased security problems we're seeing here. And he listed a number of problems with that. The secretary does favor more foreign troops, but doesn't want more U.S. troops, and rejected the idea that the U.S. Should flood the zone with soldiers. He said there would be some disadvantages to that. One, that it would possibly lead the Iraqis to depend on the United States to provide security, to answer in the long term for security problems in Iraq. He also said it would increase the targets for the people who are out there shooting at U.S. soldiers, and that it would take money away from rebuilding efforts and training Iraqi security forces to pay more U.S. soldiers in the field. So that's a pretty outlining his argument for why it's a good idea to limit the number of soldiers that are here in Iraq, and haven't heard all that from him before.
Mm-hmm. The secretary said earlier in the week when he was about to land that he looked down on Baghdad and it looked like Chicago, which unless he meant he saw a lot of blues clubs from the air, he probably meant to convey that he discerned a sense of normalcy in the city. What did he learn on the ground about maybe the difference from the view from the sky and what actually happens in the streets?
That's right. He was talking about that there were enough lights on in Baghdad when he was flying over that he thought it looked as lit up as Chicago. Well, he listed today, as he's wrapping up his tour, some difficulties here, unemployment and obviously security. But the things that he sees are better. He's seen a number of humanitarian projects that soldiers have been doing. It's more peaceful here, he says. The military leaders here say that their attacks daily are down to about 15 attacks on U.S. soldiers now, and that's down from about 22 a day. So they all count that as accomplishments as moving forward. Certainly the last time he was here was in April, and Baghdad was a completely different city there. A lot of things were on fire. There was looting going on. So it's much, much calmer in the capital now than it was when he was here last. Ordinary Iraqis do see it differently. Crime is a more of a problem. It's ramped up. People are more afraid when you talk to them than they were of, you know, getting mugged, getting carjacked than before. Jobs, huge problem. And still the basic services. I mean, it may have looked like Chicago from the sky, but it's running on a generator, electricity right now. The electricity system is not back up to par here.
Mm-hmm. And the militia, they have certainly, as you note, continue to be a problem.
That's right. The question is really come to a head in Najaf, whether or not there are Shia militias protecting holy sites. The question was raised today at this press conference with Donald Rumsfeld, and the top civil administrator here, Paul Bremer, said that everyone who was doing security checks in Najaf yesterday in prayer services after a week after the bombing was licensed by the U.S. authorities. He declined to say what groups they were and how they were licensed, so it's still really unclear whether they can control these militias or whether they're just trying to accommodate them.
NPR's Emily Harrison, Baghdad. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.